Big fatty girls, boys, and my non-binary babes, welcome back to Antics with Ash. It's another solo pod, and I feel extremely unhinged today, so I feel like I'm just going to chat for time about loads of random shit. So, first up, I just want to discuss, what are people's thoughts on nipples and nipplage? Because, right, if you're new here, what are you doing? Do you live in Bikini Bottom? If you're a loyal faithful and you watch this all the time, you'll know that my nipples are always live and direct. And I'll tell you why. My inspo was Rachel from Friends, right? Like, she was, to me, she is like the epitome of a cool gal. She's just like everything that you want to be as like a woman. I think she's so iconic, her character in Friends. And Jennifer Aniston as a whole, I think she's also just lit. But every episode, she wears her cute little tank tops and she has her nips out. And I'm like, yeah, blood clot, these are my nipples. Why am I covering them for your benefit? Mine sit right and tight and nice, so I'm going to have them out. Like, what? And some people are really offended by nipples and I just don't get it. And it pisses me off that men can walk around with their shirts off and I can't. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I've got a top on. They're not actually out, it's just you can see nipplage. But I think it's lit. But yeah, let me know what you think about that.
Apparently also, in the early noughties, they
sell
fake nipples that you put on underneath your top.
They still do. I swear Kim K just brought something out.
Yeah.
She did, didn't she? They're like, Google it. They're like, I'm certain, obviously, Kim K brought these out. She's a genius. She's a marketing genius. But I'm sure they're like tank tops that have nipples in them.
It's a nipple bra. A faux nipple bra.
Are you mad? I'll take 2,000. I'll buy them in bulk. I think that's lit. Like, yeah, I just don't understand why it offends people. And also, it's that classic thing of, why does it upset you so much? Because men have sexualized nipples, and I get it, they are sexy, but you've sexualized them. That's my body. Like, and that's that. Also, en route here, I had a mini breakdown because some girly... Right, basically, it's like a known thing that I am obsessed with Ratatouille and I think it's the greatest film of all time, right? And some girl messaged me and it was... I'm actually going to get it up because you're going to die. It was the, like, cover art or whatever for Ratatouille 2 and it literally is called Ratatouille. I literally fell on the floor. I went, there's no way, because Ratatouille is my favourite and I just hope that it's not hocus pocus, because apparently people are messaging me like, no, it's fake. People will say it's Photoshop. Don't do that to me, because Ratatouille is unbelievable. If you really deep it as well, what is the plot? As in, it is a rat chef that loves to cook that goes to Paris via drainpipe to be in a chef's hat at a Michelin star restaurant. Do you know how iconic that is? That they've made a film and that is the plot. Actually deep it. That's insane. That's why I think it's genius. It's just genius. Anyway, so yeah, if anyone has any intel on whether Ratatouille 2 is actually a thing or not, can you comment or let me know or DM me or phone me? I actually don't care. Phone me. That's fine. Okay, so I put out a question box today, guys, as I do, being like, what do you guys want me to chat about? A few of you have written in, very mixed vibes today, so I just think let's go through it. This is the first one, okay? I have so much to say. Right, okay, this one. I'm man of honour at my best friend's wedding. How do I tell her wedding plans are shit? Okay, I have so much to say about this. I think weddings are a mad thing. As in, like, the money that's spent on weddings, the audacity to be like, you must buy me presents to celebrate my love. What? Like, that's insane. I've heard, like, so many stories. Weirdly, I think, like, me and my mates must all just be in the gutter because I don't have anyone who's even, like... Actually, no, this is a lie. my London mates aren't close to getting married at all. Like, and I think that's a London effect thing. Like, I've spoken about this before, but I just think there are a lot more single people in London because it's really fucking hard to date in London. Whereas my friends from home, one of them is engaged, like, quite recently. A few of them are in long-term relationships, like, will defo be getting married at some point. So, yeah, but I just think weddings are mad. Like, the expectation is insane. Like, people expect you to fork out all this money. Like, people do weddings abroad. Hindus now. Hindus are a three-day affair. I think that is insanity. Like, to me, in my head, Hindus used to be a thing where you had some weird, trashy night out. Everyone's got a sash on. The bride's got some shit hat on with, like, a cock straw and is drinking a drink out of a cock straw. Like, and everyone's like, bride-to-be, maybe there's a male stripper. If you know what's good for you, there's a male stripper, right? And now I feel like people are on this bougie wave, and I don't know if this is because of social media. I feel like it is. But, like, everybody thinks that their wedding needs to be the most elaborate thing in the world. Like, you need to be a Kardashian, and you need to have a four-day bridesmaids thing in, like, Mykonos. What? And also, if you're at an age when all your mates are getting ready, deep it. That's not your only wedding of the year. So now you're taking out, like, a mini mortgage, your bank balance is broke because you're trying to make, like, multiple weddings in the year and they're all in Santorini. Like, I just think it's insane. Like, I know some people, like, I've heard all these horror stories from home, right? There were some people that apparently got married and just the demands for the hen do were insane. It was like, we're buying her this gift, and it was like all designer, and then you must come to the hen do, which is abroad, and it's like, what if you can't afford it? Like, I just think it's mad that you're not taking into account everyone's financial, like, standing in it. It's like, do you know what, Karen? Like, it's mad, but your kids are going to have chicken dippers for the next 4 months, and that's on you because you need to follow this link and click to pay for your flight to Mykonos. What? Like, that's mad. So, yeah, I just think weddings have got a little bit out of hand and we need to reel it back and pull it back. I said to my mate the other day, I was like, I actually think also it's so much stress, like, for one day. Why all that stress? I think the same about birthday parties. I think this every year. I think planning a birthday party is so much more stress than it's worth. And I've just never been about it. I'm that kind of person that's like, do you know what? We're going to do a fat night out. If you want to pull up, pull up. Don't care. Don't need to hear from anyone. That, like, I will tell the relevant people, all my nearest and dearest, this is what's happening. Come to mine if you want before. See if I care. Either way, I'm going to be clarted at midnight because it's my birthday. Would love to see you. If you can't make it, give a rat's. Like, I just have no, I just think, like, less commitment to these kind of things makes you have a better time. Because when you try and, like, plan this elaborate thing, you just spend all your time stressing. It's like, you know the person that used to have the house parties? Like, at school, do you remember there was always, like, that one Donnie that used to, like, rule the roost on house parties because, like, their mum was always away or something. It was always like, oh, I've got a free, like, I've always got a free yard. And you were like, oh, like, Jerome's got free yard again. Like, shock, we're all going his, right? That person was never having a good time. Never. That person was watching their house burn to the ground at every house party and they were just like, yeah, sorry, let me just wipe this. It's actually my mum's, like, favourite sofa. Let me just wipe. Like, it's not worth it. It's actually not worth it. And I think this about weddings. I just think we all need to chill out a bit. And don't get me wrong, I think if you've got pee, if you're stacked, oh my God, have a Kardashian wedding, 1,000,000%, because I'm like, you can pay for it all and you don't need to have your mates. Your mates aren't under the expectation that they should pay all this money because you're like, I'm stacked. Don't worry about it. You are cordially invited to blah, 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 and you can pay for it all. So yeah, my advice to you, sir, I think we need to put our foot down a bit on the wedding expectations. Just be like, listen, Linda, I'm broke. I'm coming to your wedding. I'm celebrating your love. I'm not buying you a gift. And I'm not coming to Santorini. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got, there needs to be a line somewhere because it's got out of hand. I'm actually not opposed to, you know, when people are like, oh, we're going to elope. And me and the love of my life are just going to, like, fuck off together, just us two to Bali and elope. And then when you get back, you just have a massive party with all your, like, people. And that's the celebration. I'm not mad about that. Like, something about that I think is quite sick because you're just having your moment. I guess it's a bit peak because you've not got your family there. And, yeah, maybe that would piss people off. But do you know what I mean? There's something about that where it's like you keep yours and your partner's thing, like, intimate and really gorgeous, and it's not this big affair because it doesn't need to be. And then you just have a fat party with all your mates. Like, I just feel like that is the way that I would want to do it, or, like, nearer to that rather than, like, this elaborate soiree. I just feel like it's a lot. Anyway, so that's my thoughts on weddings. So let me know what you think about that. How do I tell her wedding plans are shit? Yeah, obviously say it tactfully, but we do need to start putting our foot down as a whole. Like, we need to flip the script on it, I think. Okay, next question. See ya. This one says, oh, okay, let's get into it. Boyfriend of 7 years split up with me. How to be single and happy on your own? First of all, girl, welcome. You are about to have so much fun on this new journey in life. Right, so this is so hard. I always say the biggest thing about relationships and what people tend to do, and like I've seen mates do it, and it's so easily done, I've done it myself, where you are so into that person and you get into that relationship and you just get in that own little bubble, right? That you just end up, that person becomes your entire life and your entire world. And if you actually think about, do you know what I mean? Like, if you actually think about, what is my life without, I know so many people, and not even going to name and shame, but I'm kind of like, who are you when you're not in a couple? No idea. Like, I actually don't know who you are. I don't know what things you like. I don't know what you like to do. Like, there are a lot of people that I think, and especially I think people, because it's so easily done when you've been in a relationship since you were like 18, or you're with your childhood sweetheart and you've grown up together. Like, it's so easy to just morph into that person. And then you're kind of like, who am I on my own? I have no idea. So I think like that, like, oh my God, girly pop, 7 years with, how do you even know who you are? Like, I get it. It's, that must be mad. So I just think, for me now, I have such a commitment to wanting to have my own separate life, and whoever I'm with has their own separate life. And when we come together, magic, it elevates, amazing, amazing. But at the end of the day as well, I just think, your mates, I think a lot of people in relationships end up neglecting their friendships with mates, or they become a little bit flaky, or they don't show up to as much stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I get it. Like, you're in love. Good for you, girl. But I just think those are your people that are going to be around forever. Like, you have to nurture those relationships, because I've seen it time and time again, and you will know what I mean, when that one girlie who sacked all her mates off for her boyfriend gets dumped, and then all of a sudden it's like, hi, girls, like, what are you guys doing this weekend? No. No. No, Stacey. No. Because where have you been the last 3 years? You can't do that. It's like, not fair. And it's tight. Like, it's out of order. You can't just, like, go back to people when it suits you, or when you find yourself in a lonely spot, because it's so transparent. So I just think it's so important to, when you're in a relationship, just to make sure that, okay, do I have my own life? Like, do I have my own hobbies? Am I nurturing my friendships? And obviously, when life gets busy, that is easier said than done. Like, I have so many friendships that I literally outwardly say, I have been shit the past couple of months. I'm so sorry. I've, like, aired messages or, like, had to miss plans for work or, you know, whatever. But that's just a huge thing. So I think if you're someone that's going through this right now and you've broken up with a boy and you're like, shit, how do I be on my own? The biggest thing, and especially when you go to get into a new relationship, make sure that you have your own life and, like, get back into your hobbies bag. Like, find things that you like to do. Like, what? Because you probably don't even know. Like, this girlie, I'm like, does she know her hobbies? Maybe not. But then I'm like, that's so exciting. Because now she's 7 years out of a relationship, 7 years older and wiser. And she's like, I can just go and try new shit. And all I have to think about is myself. Like, I've not got this, what is it called? Like, you've not got anyone to have to tell. You've not got anyone to have to rely on you. Like, you are literally on your own. The world is your blood clot oyster. So I'm like, just do you. Go and find what makes you happy. Like, find some new hobbies. Do fun shit. Get back into that relationship with your mates and, like, start building that circle around you that is going to, like, be there forever. Because in my head, and maybe this is because I'm a cynic, because all my relationships go to pot, but, like, in my head, I'm like, your mates are going to be there forever. But relationships can come and go. Like, somebody can turn around one day, and hopefully they don't, but they can turn around one day and say, I don't love you anymore. And you want to know, or at least have the security to be like, that's cool. If that happens, I have a great circle of people around me, a great unit. I have things that I like to do. Give a fuck. So that's my advice to you, girly pops. Go and find some hobbies. Oh, and, like, get dating again. Even if you have no desire to be in a relationship straight away, like, if right now the whole thing feels spooky-ooky and you're like, yeah, men hate them, that's fine. That's fair enough. I feel like that every day. But get dating just to make yourself also, like, bring your self-esteem up. You know when your self-esteem is just on the floor, in the gutter when you break up with someone and you're questioning everything. You're like, am I even fit anymore? Am I even sexy? And you need to be reminded that you're a ting. Just go on a date. Get on an app. I know it's bad. This is, like, some people might say this is bad advice. I don't think it is, because apps are a little serotonin booster, even if you're going to do nothing with it. Even if you just want to be like, I want to know that people still find me leg. Do it. I do that all the time, honestly. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll just look through Hinge, see if anyone thinks I'm leg. Yes. I have no desire to chat to people on there half the time. But I'm like, I just want to know that I've still got it. And sometimes we just need that.
I
love that. I love that. When you, oh my God, yeah, actually, this is right. This is true magic pearls of wisdom for anyone that's going through it or feels a bit low self-esteemage right now, right? Go on Hinge, make a profile, put all your sexiest pictures up, yeah? Let the profile simmer for about a week. Don't open it. Don't open the app. Then open it a week later and just watch it all flood through. You will think, you'll be like, I'm the Pied Piper, bruv. It is such a confidence booster. That is actually what you need to do, for sure. So yeah, girlie, all my love and heart and light is going out to you. I really hope that you get back in your bag, and you will. Okay, next. Oh, you lot are weird. I wasn't even going to say this, but I'm actually going to say it because you lot are just weirdos. My mate's boyfriend offered me £1,000 to spunk on my beard. What do I do?
What?
Yeah. My mate... Yeah, I know. Yeah, interesting. My mate's boyfriend offered me £1,000 to spunk on my beard. What should I do? First of all, you're tapped. Secondly, money effie mick. So I would say, go for it.
Does your friend consent? Like, is it known by the friend? Context is needed.
Yeah, because then otherwise you're just doing your mate dirty for £1,000. That's weird. And then you're a traitor. So yeah, I need to know the context around it. But generally, if you're a freaky deaky and you need some pee, I would... No judgment here. This is a judgment-free zone. Okay, wait. News just in. Is anyone watching Married at First Sight? I keep seeing everyone speaking about this, right? Apparently, so right, go on. There's a guy on it.
So there's a guy.
Yeah.
On Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
And they had Confessions Week.
Okay.
Where they had to say what the worst thing they'd ever done in a relationship was. And he said his ex-girlfriend cheated on him. So
okay.
To get back with him.
Right, so his ex-girlfriend cheated on him. She said, she's obviously clutching at straws here, right? She's on her knees, she's begging. She's saying, how can I get back with you? How will you stay with me? He apparently, no, this is mad. That's mad. He said, I'm going to fuck your best friend and you have to watch. And then and she said yes.
And her best friend.
And, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So the best friend consented to... That's tapped. No, something's not right there. And then after all that she did, she watched her man have sex with her best friend and then he dumped her. No.
Men.
That's in men... No, but also, I'm not even going to say men are trash in that instance. Because, first of all, the girl cheated and then came back and said, what can I do? Baby girl, you're down bad, you cheated, now you need to lay in your grave, unfortunately. And then you let your best friend... That's madness. That's insane. What? I tell you what other programme I find mad. Love at First... No, Love is Blind. Love is Blind is mad. Bless her. So if any of you watch it, there was this one girl on the most recent series that said, so I'm going to explain the preface of the show in case you don't watch it. Essentially, right, they all go into these pods. I don't know how long the process is. I think it's like 2 weeks. It must be something mad, right? And you go into these pods and the whole concept of the show is love blind? Do you actually care, or is appearance or physical attraction that important? Yeah, of course it is. Are you joking? I saw this girl on TikTok that was talking about this, and I actually agree. I'm not even being shallow or being like... just all about appearances. I'm not, right? And this girl on TikTok said it so perfectly, and I actually agree with her. She said, if you're in a relationship with someone, right, you're going to go through ups and downs. It's not always honeymoon phase and love and this and that. You're going to piss me off if I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life. She said, now imagine looking at your partner, yeah? You're going through a rough patch. Everything he's doing is pissing you off. And you look at him and you think, this brother is ugly as well. What? There's no going back from that. You have to. She was like, you need a level of physical attraction to that person. You have to. Otherwise, like, what the hell? Like, you're going to have these ups and downs and times when you don't love each other and this and that. And, you know, that's just relationships. That is life. And you at least want to look at that person and think, pissing me off, but my God, I want you to drop your trousers. Do you know what I mean? And then you can have a bit of sex and then rough it out and rah. Fine, great. You've got to fancy the person. Like, I don't know. I understand it when people are maybe people that lean into spirituality more and are more just very much mind, body, soul. I don't care what you look like. I understand it. I get it. I commend it, could never be me. I need to fancy you, at least a bit. And don't get me wrong, you don't need to be the best looking man in the world. I just need to have that level of attraction to you that gives me a bit of oomph, a bit of something. Like, what? It's mad. Anyway, so Love is Blind, I think, is the maddest show. It's American, shock, because I firmly believe that Americans are extremely tapped in comparison to Brits. I think Americans on these kind of shows are mad. And I don't think Brits could do it in the same way. Like, we are so cynical and such skeptics, right? If there was a room full of people, no, there's just no way. They're all saying they love each other. after two minutes.
British show. Surely not. Like, they get engaged, right?
Yeah. So the whole thing is you meet these people in the pods, but you can't see each other's faces. So you date multiple people, form connections, eventually whittle it down. And if you walk away choosing someone in that pod, you choose to become their fiancé. No, sorry, it's mad. You choose to become their fiancé before seeing them, right? So all you've done is talk in these pods, but you can't see each other. There's like a blank screen in between you, blah, blah, blah. Then they have this reveal moment. Oh, my days. It's actually unbelievable, TV. Whoever came up with the concept, oh, kudos to you. I will shine your shoes. It is lit. So then they have the, like, reveal, which is insane because you've followed them in this relationship for ages. Like, you've seen their interactions, what they're talking about, blah, 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 but they both don't know what each other look like, but you do. So it is, it does have you on the edge of your seat. Like, I get it. And then there's this, like, big reveal where the barriers open and they're like, oh! And I'm like, imagine thinking that the person looks like Quasimodo. Imagine, that is my worst nightmare. Ah, I can't. But yeah, I think it's a genius show. But I just think you have to have a level of attraction to somebody. They don't need to be Prince Charming. Everybody's attracted to whatever they're attracted to. It's all different, you know? Different strokes for different folks. But I just don't believe, I think it's so hard to build a relationship solely on personality and not at all, even the tiniest shred of, I fancy the person. I personally don't think that's a thing, but.
Would you do a dating show now?
No way.
Sounds good dating.
I just think it's, I don't know. I talk about my love life loads, actually. Yeah. What am I on about? I'm such an open book. I don't shut up. I talk about my love life loads. Yeah, innit? I talk about my love life loads, right? But I think the point is I control my narrative.
Yeah.
About what I want to talk about. Yeah? So if I've been through a breakup, I can say, I'll sit down and I'll say, I'm down bad. This is what happened, and I can tell you exactly what happened. The thought of going on a dating show, not being in control of, like, how I'm being perceived, what they're showing of certain scenarios. Like, we all know they can dramatise things to look a certain way or make you look a certain way or the other person. That is my worst nightmare because I just think you're not seeing the full story. So, like, you don't, like, what's the truth here? Like, I think that just, like, terrifies me more, honestly. The thought of that is just... Also, I always think this about Love Islanders, and if you guys know, you know. Like, I nearly went on Love Island a few years ago, and I've spoken about it on this pod, and I'm like, the thought of being in that intense, intense situation when feelings are at stake, like, you already, when, like, love life is involved, I just think you don't act rationally when you like people. Like, if you like your heart's involved in something, it really can make you a completely different person. Like, you can be so tapped, even if you're quite a put-together person. And I just think Love Island is insane. Like, they fly you out to a country for 6 weeks. They're, like, shoving men at you, right? Like, here's a six-pack, here's tall, dark and handsome, here's short and funny, like, and you're like, cocks everywhere, right? And you're just like, what do I do with this? And then there's so much politics. Like, at the same time, girls are trying to steal your man. There's beauty. Like, I just think that is the most awful situation you could ever put me in because it's so uncomfortable. You're like fighting for people, which I think just is bound to make you not yourself. You know when girls are, like, girls or boys are on Love Island and they get, you know, put through the ringer because they're like, oh, I don't like the way she acted in this situation. She's coming across tapped, this, that and the other. I'm like, I would be tapped and clapped if I was on Love Island, for sure. It's so intense. It's such an abnormal way to date.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's almost no respect. Even the way it's...
Behave, like, It's like the girls, you can see them getting stressed because I would never normally hurt my friend by taking her man.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
It's so...
And like, yeah, even that, like, you're meant to build... kind of, well, you're not meant to. I guess the whole thing of the show is that you're meant to find love. But of course, whilst doing that, you're kind of building friendships in there because you're only human. Like, the girls are building friendships with the girls. The boys kind of do the same. They all do it together. And then, but at the end of the day, you're meant to then say, well, the whole point of this show is coming on to find love. So I don't really care that you like this person. I'm, nah, could never. I could never, ever be me. Even the way the show starts, The Love Island starting lineup, sick to my stomach. My heart would be going pitter patter when you're all standing there in some old poly bikini. I couldn't bear it. You're all standing there in your bikini like this, and you're meant to be. And it's so James, could you pick a girl? Is this Sunday market? Is it Hackney Market? Are you joking? Can't bear it. Even that would send me completely west because that is just the disrespect to stand there and imagine not getting picked. I'd say book my flight home. Honestly, book my flight home. There is no way the entire nation has watched me stand there in my PLT bikini and I've not got picked. There's no way. Sweating out my ass as well. You know it's hot because they're in like, what? Where are they? Like Marbella or something?
Yeah, I think it is.
There's absolutely no way. The way I diverted was mad because I don't actually know what we were talking about. So that's so good. ADHD, we love it. We speak about that so much on this pod. I am going to get diagnosed.
Live testing on the pod. Shall I look into it?
That's a genius idea. Okay, we're going to get live tested for ADHD on the pod. That's perfect. Why didn't I think about that? Oh, okay, that's going to be an ep.
Yeah.
That's genius. And also, so informative, because I feel like people want to know what that even entails.
That's my job for tonight.
Oh, my God, that's genius. That's what we're going to do. Okay, some girly asked me, what got you into the gym? I would love to say health, wellness, mind, body and soul. I want a fat bunda. End of. That's why I go to the gym. And that's that. Next question. No, seriously, don't get me wrong. I must say the gym for me, especially as life has got more busy, I've always been a gym girly, as in I've always been like, really active or into sport or into fitness in some aspect. Like, I've always loved it. I wasn't one of those girlies that didn't like PE. I fucking bummed PE. Like, I loved it. So I've always been sporty in that sense. But I do think it is hard because I do think my gym goals recently, in the last 4 years have all been based around aesthetic. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, because really being fit and healthy should always be the priority. But really, when I think about the gym, all I'm thinking about is arse and waistline. So, yeah, and I don't know if that's toxic. Maybe it is. Like, I do go for aesthetic reasons. And obviously, as a byproduct of that, I'm healthy and fit. I'm kind of like, there is no downside, really, because you are being fit, you're being healthy, but at the same time, you are going to look great if you go to the gym. So, yeah, I don't think it's toxic, but I do think sometimes it's good to, like, know what your purpose is. I know a lot of girlies that struggle actually with, I've spoken about this a lot. Are there girl-only gyms?
Yes.
There are?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realise. I kind of want to Google a girl-only gym.
Can I also just say, on your prosthetics, it does give you confidence as well, and it's however you feel confident in your body as well.
I agree. Yes, Molly, the first lady has spoken. It's true. I do think generally the gym does just give you a level of confidence. And even like getting up and going somewhere for the benefit of yourself, even that in itself, like, you made it there. I always say, if you're feeling utterly shit and you're like, I maintain this so all the time, I say this to everyone, if you feel shit in yourself and you're like, I've got nothing left, I've got nothing in my locker, but I want to do something, go to the gym, even if you do 30 minutes of bollocks. I have so many gym sessions like that. And I think there's this idea that you need to go to the gym and be Arnold Schwarzenegger in there. No, chill out. There are so many gym sessions where I'm like, I'm just happy to be here today. Like, I'm giving nothing. I'm achieving not much, but I made it, and that's the main thing. Even if you're just doing a bit, a little bit of mobility and a couple of stretches, a little incline walk to get the body just feeling a little bit, ooh, felt that, worth it. It is so worth it, and it literally will make you feel better. It's science, endorphins, read about it. But yeah, I really do think, I know a lot of girls feel scared about getting into the gym if they're not typically a gym girly. And for that, I would say, find a little circle of people or girls that you feel comfortable going to the gym with. And I honestly, it will make your experience so much better. Or find classes that you like. I know a lot of people that are like, I am not this person that can walk into the gym and just start lifting weights. I get it. If that's not your bag, I totally get that. I think go to classes and find fun stuff. Do you know what's lit? ClassPass. ClassPass is so good. So it's an app where you can, and I'm almost, not the free promotion, ClassPass, if you don't give me some sort of, yeah, let's do an ad here of some kind, sponsored by ClassPass. But seriously, I think it's so fun. Like, me and Jack did a reformer Pilates class the other night, and it's unreal. I'd never done one.
So good.
It's so good. And I was like, oh, this has really made me think. I just want to start trying out loads of different classes, because eventually you're going to find something that you really enjoy and let that stick. And then also, if you and your mate have this thing where you just are trying loads of different things together, it's such a nice little bonding girly thing anyway. Like, it's a nice little thing to do. Even if you're just trying to find fun shit to do together, then you're killing two birds with one stone. You're spending time with your mates and getting a banging body in the process. So I think classes are iconic. If you're someone that's scared of the gym, or you're like, how do I get into it? ClassPass, get a girl, get a group, and say, right, Saturday afternoon, we're trying this. It might be bollocks, but you're going to have a good time, I promise. Yeah, I honestly always do that. Like, have something to look after. Yeah, have something to look forward to after it. Like, be like, we're having a little Bill's breakfast. Couldn't care, even if the calories are going to amount to more than what you just burned off. It doesn't matter. Like, you've done it, you've achieved it, you've gone and had a good time, and you've done something for your fitness. And then go and have a nice little breakfast. Like, yeah, I'm so about that. So about that. Dating app experiences. Right, if you have any, because I'm trying it now and I'm in hell. Let me let you guys in on a little secret. So, I am... I'm seeing someone currently. Ooh, don't know where it's going. Don't ask questions. Don't jinx it. Shut up. But we're just seeing how it goes. Fine. But it was all through Hinge. So, I would say dating apps do work. They are a thing, but they are also the seventh circle of hell. So, you've really got to manage your expectations with dating apps. I went on this date. Oh, man. I don't know if I've ever told this story. I went on this date once, and it was true hell. The guy was really fit, gorgeous. Have I told this before? We matched on Hinge, and this was years ago. We ended up meeting, so we had plans for dinner. Already, I think dinner dates are a bit rogue.
First date?
Yeah. And I just think, yeah, dinner on a first date is a bit much. It is a bit much, just because drinks are a bit more casual. They're a bit more free-flowing. Like, I find dinner sometimes is quite awkward. if it's the first date. It's quite formal. You're both sitting there. You have to, like, you know, I don't really care about how I eat. I'm not this person that's like, not at all. I'm like the scene from White Chicks where she's like, you know, where she's like, I'll have the onion rings, the dirty fries, the smoked barbecue ribs, 10 rack of lamb. That's me. So I don't care, luckily. But I'm like, if you're somebody that gives a shit in that kind of scenario and you feel a little bit on edge or like a bit self-conscious, I just think don't go for a dinner date. Like, go for a walk, go for a coffee day, go for a drink. Dinner dates can be a bit intense. Exhibit A, I'll explain. So I meet this guy for dinner. I rock up, yeah? The guy is rast, as in he is drunk, high. I don't know what, but he was rast. I get there and I'm looking at him and he's like, hey, babe. I was like, oh no, I've now got to sit through this. Really, this was younger me. Me now would have gone, are you taking me for EJAT? And I would have walked out. There's no way I would have sat through that dinner. But I was a little bit just younger and I was like, oh God, like, I can't just leave. What do I do? I don't want to be rude. So I sat through this dinner. Oh my days, it was insane. So we're sitting there, the guy is so drunk, definitely high, as in his eyes were like, my eyes are red, I've been burning. It was like that, red pupils. So we're there, we're eating this food. By this point, I'm thinking, there's no way I'm seeing this guy again. So let's just have fun with it. So he was like, what do you want? I've gone, lobster. That I picked every most expensive dish on the menu because I thought, this guy's a prick. I actually don't care. At least I'm going to have a nice meal. So I've eaten lavish, right, this dinner. He's just talking nothing but shit. As in, like, I may as well not be there. He's just having a conversation with himself. He is slurring his words. It was hell, right? He was then rude to the waitress. There is genuinely nothing worse for me than somebody who is... To me, that is like 101. If you're even the slightest bit rude to staff, never seeing you again. Because that is such an indicator of what kind of person you are. You are definitely a horrible man, right? And he said something... I think it was actually flirty to the waitress... And I remember looking at the waitress and the waitress looking at me and she was almost being like, are you good? And I was like, no. And like, it was so bad. But I was like, I'll let you know if I'm like not calm. She was like, okay, cool. Like, she knew I was so down bad. So it gets to the end of the meal. We've also drank during the meal, by the way. I've tried to somewhat get on his level because I just thought, who cares? I'm never seeing this man again. I may as well, too, can play that game. I may as well get rast myself, right? So I start drinking as well. By this point, he's on his 100th drink. He's on his knees. He's on the floor, okay? It gets to the bill. He's like, oh, how do you want to do this? How do you want to do this? I literally went, where's your card? He went, oh, it's here. I literally snatched his card out of his hand and slapped it down on the bill. The waitress is, honestly, by this point, all the staff are rallying behind me. The staff are like this. Go on, girl. Because everyone knew that I was in a horrible situation. He pays for the meal, obviously. Well, basically had a gun to his head to pay for this meal. But I was like, yeah, you're paying for this meal. It was so much money. Then we get out. Oh, guys, you're going to die. We get out. And we're waiting for, I think I said I was going to call an Uber. We're waiting and he goes, you're not coming to mine now? Oh, you're not coming to mine now? I went, what did you really think was going to happen here? He went, no, come on, like, what, you just want to come to mine, like, have a little cuddle, like, is it not that? Oh, I said, sir, I said, get in your taxi and get home. And delete my number because there's absolutely no way. By the way, I had Dutch courage by this point. So I was a little bit smashed and I just thought, nah, I am not. These rose-tinted glasses are coming off. I need to be honest about how bad, truly bad this date was. So yeah, I literally shoved him in his Uber and off he went. It was great. But yeah, that was a bad experience of Hinge. But now I'm dating someone that I met on Hinge. And it's going all right. Don't jinx it. It's going all right for now. So I think we're okay. We're having an okay time. Okay, shall we go through?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been sent a story, okay? Oh, it's a dilemma, I think. Is it a dilemma? Okay.
The love line.
Okay. Mean or love line. I've been sent a dilemma in. I'm going to read it out. Okay. Bye. Apparently, it is lengthy. This is genuinely my first reaction of this as well. Like, I haven't seen this, so let's go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is vast. Okay. Hi, Ash. I've recently discovered something and I don't know how to feel, so I'm hoping you'll be able to help. I'm 27. Okay, we're around the same age. And I've recently made things official with a guy. Let's call him Fred, who I've been seeing for a little over 6 months. He has tick boxes I didn't even know I had. Good for you, girl. I've never felt so safe and secure in a relationship, and I really believed that this was the guy I would eventually settle down with. A couple of weeks ago, feeling smug in our love, Fred and I did our first collab post on Instagram. Sorry, I already know this is going to end in hell. Okay, also, sorry, just to interject, couples collabs post, don't know how I feel yet. don't know how I feel about it. It feels a little, are we doing an ad? Are we selling charcoal toothpaste? Why have we got a collab post? I find it odd. I'm not sure how I feel about it. Okay. Fred and I did our first collab post on Instagram. This was when things started to get weird. Oh, fuck. He's a fuckboy. I received a DM request from a name that looked oddly familiar. When I clicked on it, I realised it was a friend of Fred's ex-girlfriend. Oh, blood fire! Right. When we first started dating, I did a deep dive just to check he wasn't a psycho. Shut up. You didn't do it just to check. You just wanted to do a deep dive. Nobody does it just to check. I deep dive every single man I am dating. Best believe I've seen their Barcelona pics from 2005. Okay? Right. Deep dive just to check he wasn't a psycho. But clearly my investigation wasn't thorough enough. The top line of the message said, "Hey girl." Oh, fuck. I hate this. "Hey girl, I don't know how much you know." Ah! 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 Oh, my heart, even just anything that starts with, "Hey, girls." Ah, "I'm a girl's girl, so I just want to let you know. Coming to you woman to woman. I don't know how much you know about this, but..." All of it, okay. "Hey, girl, I don't know how much you know. Nothing could have prepared me for what she was about to say." "It turns out that Fred's ex-girlfriend of 2 years, we'll call her Alice, I love these alias names, it's lit, broke up with him after discovering she had been sleeping..." Wait! "Broke up with him after discovering he had been sleeping with Alice's mum. On and off for 6 months. The audacity. He didn't just have a drunken one night with her, which would have been bad enough. They were having a full-blown affair. Alice's friend had supplied receipts for everything. All the screenshots of text conversations. Even some of the pictures that Fred had received from Alice's mum. He's sending dick pics to the mum. I can't believe it. I honestly wanted to throw up. He's the last person I'd expected to do anything like that." No, it always is. It's always the little shy, quiet boy, dick out with for your mum. I can't believe it. "He's very kind, gentle, funny, and to my knowledge, normal." Blood fire. "Okay, he and Alice broke up 2 years before I even met him, and I'm a real advocate for not judging people on their past, but this just feels like a giant red flag. You're telling me. Oh my God, and I feel like I've lost a lot of trust. He's barely even spoken to me about Alice. When we were first dating and I asked about his relationship history, he told me that things had fizzled out between them." "I have since received a message from Alice directly telling me how she thought that Fred was how I see him now, and that she was completely blindsided by it all. She and her mum no longer have a relationship..." Fuck! She's not even talking to Mumsy. That's fair, though. That is fair. As a result, and the whole thing is not sitting well with me. I'm struggling to believe that it's true or that it's Fred that's done it. I haven't confronted him about it because I don't know how. I've been avoiding seeing him for a week and he knows something's wrong. I just don't know how to approach it and I'm not sure I'll trust him after this. I really need some advice and I listen to the pod religiously. I love you. You always have the best perspective and it would mean the world if you could help me out. Love you. Go. My initial instinct is to say, run for the hills, never look back, change your name, move to Peru, get a couple wigs, cosplay for the rest of your life. That is my initial response. But that is fucked. I mean, it's one thing to cheat, okay? Many men cheat. It is a sad, sad, harsh reality of life. To cheat with the mum and to not just do it once, as she said, it's not like a drunken thing, which still, with your mum, it is literally like, not you can't. It's non-justifiable, okay? But to have a full-blown affair for 6 months? Nah. You have to say something. As in, like, there is no way you can't address this. You need to say to him, I have been told this piece of information. First of all, I'm upset that you've lied. I've asked about your relationship history. If this is something that you thought was out of pocket, out of character, I lost my mind for a minute. I don't know what I was doing. It's all in the past. I would never do anything like that again. Why wouldn't you say? Why wouldn't you be honest about that situation? I get it. He probably thinks there is no way I can tell this story and they won't run for the hills. That is 1,000,000% what he's thinking, right? So he's thinking, I would rather just ignorance is bliss. She will never know. And don't get me wrong. I don't believe, and this is going to split opinion. I don't believe once a cheater, always a cheater. I actually don't. No. I've cheated on someone. I don't believe I'm inherently at the core this bad person or forever a cheater, like doomed to be a cheater for the rest of my life. I don't believe that at all. I think how people present themselves in relationships is a direct reflection of where they're at in life. I cheated on someone when I was like 18, 19. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Honestly, I didn't know if I was in love. I didn't know who I was as a person. Of course I cheated on them. I was not comfortable in my skin. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. I definitely wasn't ready for a relationship. So I don't believe that people who cheat are doomed to be cheaters for the rest of their life. So I don't think a situation like this means that he is clapped forever. But it's very clapped what he did. And the fact that he's lying about it now is extremely sus. And I really think you need to have it out with him. Like, this is enough, I think, to fuck it off. Yeah. For sure. Like, I would read this and be like, nah, I actually don't know if I can continue. But I genuinely think you have, if you really like this person and you're loved up and you're like, this person is it, you have to have it out with them. And you have to say, what happened? Is this what really what happened? Is this the truth? And if so, why did you lie to me about it? What did you get out of lying? And are you going to continue to lie to me about other things in our relationship? Because if so, we can't move forward. Like, I genuinely wouldn't be mad at you if you ended it over this. But if you think he is it and he's the love of your life and he's the light of your soul and Batty, you need to have it out with him. You need to, I can't get over that. The mum.
I think just fucking call the mum. Do you know what I think it is? I think you can forgive somebody if you can see growth and you, and if they, before you get in a relationship,
yes,
down, they're like, this has happened and I regret it so much.
Yeah.
I would never be that person. But if he's fucking lying.
That's what it is.
He's still a boy. He's still not what he's done.
I think something as bad, you're right, actually you're right, something as bad as that situation, that is honestly like cruel and like vindictive. That's not to go to do that for 6 months, knowing that you're tearing like a family apart at the same time as well. That is like the highest level of like cruelty. I think you can like, that's insane. So I think somebody who's mature, who has done something that bad, who has then owned up to it, learnt from their mistakes, been like, God, I did this terrible thing, but that is not me now, would be able to sit there and own the scenario. I agree, Mal. Would be able to sit there, own it, be honest about it, be like, do you know what? And I also think transparency is so attractive in people. Like, I've been on dates with guys and I've been, you know, we've ended up speaking about relationships, who they've been with in the past, like what their type is. And I've said to a guy before, like, have you ever cheated? And when a guy, don't get me wrong, it's not a turn on when a guy's like, yeah, I cheat. And I'm like, ah! Not that. But like, I think it's so attractive to have the self-insight and like the ability to reflect on yourself and be like, yeah, I'll be honest, I've cheated before. Like the honesty to say to someone new, like, yeah, I've cheated before, but fucking hell, I didn't know who I was. I was young. I was immature. It was a really awful thing. I didn't handle the situation right. In hindsight, it was the wrong person. I just shouldn't have been with them. There is something about that to me that's like, okay, I can do something with this. Like, that is an honest person, someone that's grown. The fact that he's lying through his teeth. He's, do you know what? Give me his address. Give me his address and we'll have it out. Or I'll have him as a guest on here. We should have the mum as a guest. Imagine. But yeah, basically, my point is, if you think, if this has icked you out enough, I actually think it's okay to leave him. If it hasn't and you're like, this man really is the love of my life and I want to work this out, ring him up right now. Don't waste time. You need to confront this situation. Blood fire right now. God, we've been chatting for time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end. Why do I think that just always ends so quickly?
Yeah, it flies.
It flies. And we've talking about absolute bullshit. Anyway, I love you guys. Please let me know if you want to see more solo pod. Like, I want to understand where you guys are at. I know you love a solo pod. I know you love a guest. But I want to know, like, is there anything you want me to lean into? Like, tell me. And remember, like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Please leave 5 stars if you're listening. Tell your nan, tell your dad. Maybe don't tell your mum if she's behaving like that, okay? Don't tell your mum if she's a blood clot. But I love you. Mwah! Thank you as always.